Thank you very much for having me. It's already been a great morning, and I hope the rest of the day is also as good as it started. So I'm from the Centre for Emotional Health at Macquarie University, and this is the place where the Cool Kids program was developed. Has anyone heard of the Cool Kids program before? Can I see a show of hands? Oh, beautiful. Wonderful. That's great. So the Centre for Emotional Health is where this program was developed, and it's great to see so many of you are using this or have had access to it. We're actually just about to, or hopefully by the end of the year, bringing out a new version of the Cool Kids program, which will be great. And we've got lots of information and a new training program that's now accredited through NASA as well. So all of that information's on our website. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we have learnt about anxiety problems in young people. From our research over the last 20 years, and also tell you a little bit more about what we understand about anxiety and how we treat it, and talk about the different treatment strategies that we have that we know work for this problem. But before I do that, I want you to think about a question that I want you to think about. It's quite personal. I'm not going to get you to share it with anyone or even with the person beside you, but I want you to think about how happy you are with your life right now. It's quite a personal question. And as a psychologist, I love a like it scale, so I'm going to ask you to think about it from 0 to 10, where 0 is that you're not at all satisfied with your life right now, and 10 is that you couldn't imagine life being any better. Okay, so 0 to 10. So I'm thinking about how satisfied you are with your career, where you are with your career right now, how much travel you get to do, your relationships, and of everything in your life, how satisfied you are. 0 to 10. So just hold that number in your head. And again, I'm not going to get you to share it. But when this question is asked to people around the world, and particularly to Australians, Australians on average tend to rate about 7.2 on that scale. So have a think about how you were in comparison to the average Australian. And this 7.2 actually gets Australia as the 9th happiest country in the world, which is pretty good. We're reasonably happy, except that New Zealand beats us. They come in at 8th. So for any New Zealanders in the audience, you can perhaps feel just even a little bit happier about that. But the Scandinavian countries, Denmark and all the Scandinavian countries, tend to take out those top 5 positions, but Australia does relatively well in terms of how happy we are. But what interests me about this question is there's been a number of studies that have looked at what predicts how you answered that question. And one of the strongest predictors of how you answered or what score you gave yourself was your emotional health as a child. Now, this is stronger than what type of school you went to, how rich your family was, and whether or not you had any behavior problems. The strongest predictor of how satisfied you are with your life was your emotional health as a child. And when I say that, I'm talking about levels of fear, anxiety, and sadness as a child. To me, this is a pretty important finding, that if we want to raise more mentally healthy or happy adults that are satisfied with their life, then we really need to invest in children's emotional health. And I probably don't need to preach to all of you about that, because you hear it on a workshop today on emotional or mental health, and so you see that as an important factor. But to me, understanding more about children's emotional health, particularly fears, anxiety, and sadness, is really important. I'm particularly interested in fears and anxiety. I'm interested in those primarily because they're the most prevalent. Out of all of the mental health problems that Australian young people experience, anxiety is the most common. And this is the data from the most recent mental health survey that was conducted across Australia, showing the different rates of mental disorders in our young people. And this was the second survey that was done, and it's the first time we actually have information on anxiety, because in the first survey, nobody asked questions about anxiety, didn't see it as an important problem. And this has kind of happened, I think, over the last 20 years, that anxiety really has been, well, for longer than that probably, has really been ignored and under-recognised as a significant problem. And I think because it perhaps gets overlooked for other types of problems like depression or behaviour problems or things that may be more likely to come to the attention of teachers or that perhaps are more demanding of people's time. But they are the most common mental health problem. It's a problem that is worldwide. This is not just a Western issue. The rates of anxiety disorders are higher in Western cultures, but it is something that is prevalent across the world. It's not just something for the worried well, and it's not something that we can ignore. There's a number of other facts that make anxiety disorders something of interest that I think we need to pay more attention to, apart from the fact that they're very prevalent. They start early. Out of all of the mental disorders that a young person can develop or an adult can develop, they start the earliest. They also don't grow out of it. And I think this is also part of the reason why anxiety problems have been ignored, that there's this perhaps misperception that, oh, this is just the way they are, or that they're just going to grow out of it, it's no big deal, and not being, you know, kind of a wait and see, let's see what happens. And while that is true that some people do grow out of anxiety and they're perhaps maybe shy as a child and grow up to be a confident individual, for the most part, this is a stable problem, that if you have anxiety as a child, you're much more likely to have it as an adolescent, as an adult, and throughout your life. You have a higher risk for depression and suicide and substance use problems too. So having anxiety as a young person increases your chances of developing other things. And the anxiety always comes first for most people. Depression doesn't tend to develop until adolescence, but usually in those children that present with depression, they've had a history of anxiety from a young age. We also know that children with anxiety problems are slower to move out of home, although this is a bit of a developmental trend that I think most kids are a bit slower to move out of home at the moment. But if you have a child with anxiety, I think that is perhaps even more extended. And they're also just less likely to achieve their potential. They're less likely to push themselves, put their hands up for things, and take risks throughout their life, and that also limits their potential as well. So I think these are problems that shouldn't be ignored. They're problems that we should take notice of and we should do something about. If we think that this is a trajectory that a young person develops anxiety and then goes on to develop other mental health problems, other serious mental health problems, then targeting the anxiety can have perhaps a really significant impact on their mental health throughout their life if we act early and do something about it early.